You're listening to Vatican Radio. The hijack of an Egyptian jetliner, which was forced to land in Cyprus with 55 passengers and 7 crew on board, has ended peacefully. Nathan Morley reports from Cyprus.
The domestic flight was heading from Alexandria to Cairo. Egyptair MS-181 then diverted to Cyprus at 8:30 on Tuesday morning. The hijacker, identified as Seif el-Din Mustafa, is an Egyptian national, according to Cypriot authorities. Mustafa claimed to be wearing a suicide vest, but his motives for seizing the aircraft remain unclear. Most of the passengers were released from the jet just an hour after arrival at Larnaca Airport, but the remaining passengers, including the captain and crew, managed to escape the plane several hours later, one via the cockpit window. The hijacker finally surrendered himself to police soon after, disembarking the plane at 2:40 p.m. local time with his hands in the air. It was originally reported that Mustafa wanted to talk to his ex-wife, who's a Cypriot and lives near the airport, whilst other reports suggested he was seeking the release of female prisoners held in Egyptian prisons. A foreign ministry official in Nicosia said the hijack was not a terrorist act, but a personal act by an emotionally volatile person. Passengers have been interviewed by police and are now in contact with consular authorities, many hoping to travel to their intended destinations. Cypriot President Nikos Anastasiades congratulated all involved, from the emergency services, for their coordinated efforts and the successful outcome of the hijacking. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley at Larnaca Airport in Cyprus.